This is bullshit. Why did we get saddled with investigating the woods at night?
Because we showed up to the Grove meeting even later than Keegan, and the old people in our family go to sleep at 8. Let's do one more lap around this cluster of trees, and then we'll call it a night.
It's bullshit.
You said as much.
Let's send Leah and Nora into the spooky hills to do recon. That's probably where their cousin's entrails are going to be found in a week, but I'm sure they'll be fine. We've given them Uncle Riley's tranquilizer gun he has for bear season and 2 flashlights. Well, what could go wrong?
Leah, shut up. If there is something out here, it's definitely going to hear us, because you won't stop yapping.
Oh, and the giant flashlights aren't going to give away our location first? We've been walking for like 2 hours.
Listen, as the older twin...
It's 4 minutes.
Yeah, and that 4 minutes means I'm the boss. And I say, shut up and help me keep an eye out. Just one more lap and... Really? You're going to slap the flashlight out of my hands?
Yeah.
You're being childish.
And you're being an overbearing bitch like Mom. Oh, I thought slapping flashlights out of hands was childish.
I swear to God.
Stop it. I'm getting stuck in the mud.
You fucking started it. Bitch.
What was that?
I don't know.
Do you smell that?
Yeah, it's like burning rubber.
Yeah. Maybe if we...
The sound's coming from over there.
Point the drink gun over there, now!
Holy shit!
Shoot it! Shoot it! Now! 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 Now!
Did I get it?
I think so. That doesn't look like a bear.
Okay, I've poofed him onto the couch. What else do you need me to do?
Move out of my way.
After getting Rita's help to move Keegan as safely as possible by teleporting him to the couch, Sunny tried to engage doctor mode and not panic about seeing her nephew bloodied with 4 claw marks across his chest.
Oh, thank God. These are deep, but not so deep I can't take care of him here. Poor kid, I think he's passed out from the shock and the pain.
What do we do now?
These wounds need to be cleaned, and I've got a hell of a lot of stitches I need to give the poor kid. I haven't unpacked the first aid kit yet. I think it's in a box in the bathroom.
Already know which one. Your anal labeling system for moving has saved the day once again.
Keegan?
Fuck.
I know, kid. Something slashed you pretty bad.
Am I dying?
Oh, sweetie, no. You're going to need a lot of stitches, but Dr. Aunt Sunny has it under control. I'm going to write you some antibiotics that we can pick up tomorrow, too.
Got it. Do you also... Hey, dude, you're awake. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing right now.
It hurts so bad. I feel like I'm going to barf.
Rita, in that same box, there should be some of the tramadol I'd written for Dawn's cramps.
I'll get it, but do you really think that's going to put a dent in his pain while you work on stitching him up?
Not really. Whatever you stole from that pharmacy on our road trip, you should bring that too.
Ow, what is that?
Oh, saline. Sorry, sweetie. I'm going to clean these with some saline and betadine before I use some local anesthetic. Once the lidocaine kicks in, I'm going to sew you up.
You know about me stealing from the pharmacy?
Yes, and I'm not mad.
Bring me the perks, or whatever.
The stuff I stole isn't gonna help him.
What did you steal?
Jesus Christ.
That's the betadine. I'm sorry, Keegs.
Diarrhea meds, okay? I stole diarrhea meds. That road trip had me fucked up.
Sorry, sweetie. Looks like the tramadol is the best I've got for you right now.
Oh, wait. I have something else.
Okay, I'm about to give you a few lidocaine shots before the stitches. You might feel a little poke, but chances are these gashes hurt so much already, you'll barely notice.
Cool.
Do you feel up to me asking a few questions?
Sure. I don't know how much I can answer.
Did you see what did this to you? Was it a bear?
It definitely wasn't a bear.
Found it!
What is it?
The green dragon.
What is that?
It's a weed tincture. Take a dropper full and it should hit you pretty fast.
Gimme.
Good. That should help you while we get these stitches done.
Here comes the airplane.
Tastes like weed and rum.
I mean, yeah, man. That's because it's weed and Bacardi 151. Do you want a chaser?
No. I feel like I'm gonna barf if I try to ingest anything else.
Let's hope Reed's concoction kicks in fast and helps. How you doing otherwise?
Fine, I guess. Just let me know when you're gonna start sewing me up.
I already started.
Whoa, I don't feel anything.
Well, I'm extremely good at this.
So did you get attacked by a bear?
He was just telling me it wasn't a bear.
Well then what the fuck was it?
I'm not 100% sure. I felt it before I saw it. There was a presence, an intelligence.
You felt all this from the thing that shredded your chest and left you to bleed out on our porch.
Druid stuff. We tend to be more connected to nature than most. This thing, I'm pretty sure it was supernatural.
Oh no, it queerbaited you?
Not the fucking TV show, asshole!
Sorry, I'm trying to lighten the mood. You're a little mortal boy I care about very much and you're hurt. This was a supernatural critter?
Yeah, but I don't know what it could have been.
And why didn't it kill you?
Right? I think if it were really a wild animal, it would have.
I wonder if this is related to all the disappearances that have been happening in Murphy Bay.
Me too. My cousin Rowan is missing.
There have been disappearances in Murphy Bay? Rowan is missing?
I don't know anything about Rowan, but I learned about the disappearances right before I became the mayor.
What?
You're the mayor? There wasn't even an election.
Yeah, so basically, I marched down to the mayor to complain about stuff like y'all were saying Dawn would have, and I complained so much, Mayor Hanar, who is a demon, BT dubs, shook my hand and then said I was the mayor.
So you're just the mayor until next election?
Even worse. I can't be the mayor. I just got here. I can't have two jobs.
Well, you're the mayor now. How do you think I became mayor of this town?
An election?
Wouldn't that be nice? We have elections here, sure, but the current mayor always runs unopposed.
Nobody here wants to run for mayor? What if I resign?
You can't.
Yes I can.
No, I mean, this isn't a normal town, and you became mayor by shaking hands with a demon. There's something magical going on that keeps you from being able to resign. Trust me, I've tried. I couldn't even get myself to open a new document and label it resignation letter. It's like there's something stopping me. How do you think I became mayor?
You complained to the previous person doing the job?
I didn't complain about anything. The bastard offered me a teaching job that didn't exist.
Teaching job?
Are you not familiar with my work? I'm written about in the Lesser Key of Solomon. In addition to teaching astronomy and liberal arts, one of my previous jobs was bestowing familiars to witches. The previous mayor, a hobgoblin, clocked that I was a demon, promised me a teaching job at a community college that did not exist, and roped me into being the mayor.
So the last two mayors have been supernatural beings.
Yep. Seems Murphy Bay insists on having a magically inclined mayor.
Like, the druids in this town organized this.
Oh, no. I don't think they have a clue. I'm talking about the actual place, Murphy Bay. Have you been to the beach yet?
No.
There's something out there, in the water. There's something in the hills south of downtown, too. Those are just the areas I've been able to sense something. I think this town needs a mayor with some supernatural power, so it found a way to make sure that happens.
Oh! Okay, so I just need to find some other magical being and shake their hand.
Not that easy. I've been mayor here for 93 years. I've attempted to pass this off on any demon I could lure here. It seems that Murphy Bay has to approve of the person you pass the job to.
So when you shook my hand...
I didn't know if it would work, but look at that. It did. Murphy Bay likes you.
Well, the feeling is not reciprocated.
Jesus Christ. You're the mayor.
And we're stuck here in Murphy Bay.
Stuck here? Babe, what happened?
I'm second-guessing things. I don't have patience tomorrow because everyone canceled after they learned I'm a vampire.
So sorry, Aunt Sunny.
How you doing?
Ain't in there. I think Rita's weed concoction is kicking in.
Good. I can't even smack Rita's ass in this grungy fucking house without a homophobic ghost getting angry.
Oh yeah!
Why are you poofing to the other side of the room?
I've been walking all day. But look, your selenite wand.
That's like 5 times bigger than what I needed, but that's okay.
Your angelica root.
That's so much. Why did you get so much?
You didn't tell me the amount to get. I had to let Gertrude take the reins.
Gertrude?
Mean old woman who owns Murphy Bay Magic.
Rita, I told you 4 ounces in the text.
Did not.
Did too.
Here. Let me find the text. Found it. Look, this list doesn't have amounts.
What does it say right above the list? It says 4 ounces on the root and dirt.
Well, I did not read that part.
I can tell. I think that old woman took advantage of you.
Which sucks, because she's my boss now.
Okay, why is the old woman who runs Murphy Bay Magic the boss of the mayor?
Oh no, this is unrelated. I have 2 jobs now. I'm the mayor, and I also work at Murphy Bay Magic.
You've got 2 jobs? You have no resume or real job experience.
I know, weird, right?
I barely have a job right now.
I'm sorry, baby. People are gonna need a doctor eventually.
Yeah, they're gonna need to see you at some point. Rita, why do you work at Murphy Bay Magic now? You're not even a witch.
Neither is Gertrude.
Well, she oversold you on this stuff. See if you can return, like, 3/4 of the Angelica Root and graveyard dirt when you start the job.
Oh, shit.
Please don't say that when you're sewing my skin back together.
I'm sorry. I found something. It's the end of the claw of whatever slashed you.
Ooh, a clue.
And I think there's a little fur there from its paw, hand? I don't know, its appendage?
Appendage makes it sound like Keegs got attacked by a big old peanuts.
Are you sure it isn't a clump of my chest hairs or something?
chest hairs? Plural. Clump?
I have chest hair.
The weirdly long one growing out of that mole doesn't count.
I think the important thing here is that we have a clue as to what attacked you.
Cool, but I can't let this go. 1, 2, 3.
I said the one on the mole doesn't count.
Stop squirming. I'm not done and you're making it bleed more.
Was that an explosion? Listen, Gertrude, I know I said I'd work here, and I accepted this job before I was made the mayor of Murphy Bay against my will. But like I explained, I cannot get out of the mayor job.
Can't get out of this one either.
Are you secretly a demon who's locked me into a magical responsibility?
No. I'm a woman who won't sell your little witch nephew so much as a stick of incense if you up and quit on me.
You're fucking kidding me.
Nope. I won't sell him anything.
But a huge part of why he moved here to Murphy Bay with us was to become a stronger witch.
And he won't be able to do that if you flake on me.
It's not flaking. I was coerced into becoming the mayor. I don't want to...
Now,
Get to work dusting the crystal shelves, or the little fellow will have to drive an hour and a half to the next closest occult shop in Salem from now on.
You also sold me way too much Angelica root and graveyard dirt. I want to return what I don't need and get a refund.
Don't make me tap the sign.
What sign? I'd sooner accept a bullet to the head than I'd accept returns. Fucking God! You are a real piece of work.
Is that any way to talk to your boss?
It is when I want the bitch to fire me.
Tough luck, Buttercup.
So you're really just gonna sit there reading a quilting magazine while I work?
No. I'm also gonna drink this cup of tea.
It's my first day as mayor, and I've already gotten a dozen calls from my shitty new assistant Tyler about the explosion in the forest last night. Apparently, people want answers. I guess figuring this shit out is part of my job now.
Missed that. I was asleep by 8:30.
It was in the hills behind my whack-ass haunted house. There was a forest fire. It smelled awful when I walked out my front door this morning, like burning tires or something. I guess the fire department got it taken care of, but two of Keegan's cousins, Leah and Nora, died. Now, my wife, who moved here so she wouldn't have to be a medical examiner anymore, is having to do a double autopsy on these twins. Gertrude, I really need to go to City Hall and see what the fuck I'm supposed to do. It's so much more important than making sure these crystals are dust-free.
Gumbaroo.
Are you quite all right?
Sounds like we got a gumbaroo again.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The gumbaroo is a critter that's bigger than a bear. It's massive, and it's always hungry. The only thing that the bears around here have to fear is the gumbaroo. It'll come out of hibernation and eat anything it thinks counts as food. Back in the early 1900s, a lumberjack in Coos Bay saw one eat an entire horse in one bite. They got tough, leathery skin like an elephant, and when you pierce their flesh with a weapon, they explode. People who are near the explosion often end up coughing up a black tar substance that smells like burnt rubber.
Are you high?
Not presently. Why?
What you're talking about sounds like a cryptid.
It is. Doesn't mean it ain't real.
Cryptids aren't real.
So, demons, vampires, and demigods are real, but you draw the line at a gumbaroo?
You're telling me you believe Sasquatch, the Loveland Frog, and the Fresno Nightcrawlers are real?
No.
Good.
The Fresno Nightcrawlers are a fake.
Oh my God.
Jersey Devil, Chupacabra, Goatman, and Mothman? Those are the real deal.
Hold on.
What?
Goatman!
What about him?
You may be onto something. I need to talk to a friend of mine.
Not while you're working, you won't.
Fire me, then.
Rita began texting her friend, Leonard. Leonard is a 3-foot-tall, 3-horned, anthropomorphic goat demon. He is the master of nocturnal orgies and the host of the Infernal Bacchanal. He has helped Rita and Sunny through a great deal and even officiated their wedding.
I just texted a buddy who might be able to tell me whether or not you're completely out of pocket with your cryptid beliefs. I used to have to use a magic vibrator to summon him, but now that the DMV is gone, I can just text him.
The Department of Motor Vehicles is gone? Why would that even... Oh, my God.
Hello!
Leonard!
Finally, I get to see you!
What does that mean?
I've been trying to meet with you since your wedding. I've been texting you on the regs, babes.
I'm sorry. I've been busy.
So have I. You know all those demon vamp hybrids Judith made that had overtaken many hell dimensions?
Oh my God, yeah. How's that going?
The what?
Hey, listener. As you might have gleaned, in today's lucky winner, a vampire named Judith created demon vampire hybrids. They're real nasty customers.
Vampire demon hybrids. Demon vamps. Demons who have been made vampire. Keep up, Gertrude.
Stop yelling.
Oh, my deepest apologies. I did not see that there was a second demigoddess amongst us.
Me?
Of course. I'm Leonard Foxwell. And I heard your name is Gertrude?
Yes. Yes.
Pleasure to meet you. Are you the proprietor of this... Oh, it's a magic shop. How delightful.
I am.
Lovely. I must return and peruse your wares sometime soon.
Rita needs to get back to work.
You work here?
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm still gonna talk to my friend, though.
Shouldn't you wait until you're off the clock?
She should.
Then fire me, Gertrude! I don't want to fucking work here.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, Leonard, you're the goat man cryptid, right?
Yes, sightings of me in Maryland and Texas began the myth of the goat man. And I allowed the myth to take a life of its own as a misdirect. That way, were I to be seen on Earth, there's a convenient cryptid on which to blame my sighting. Although cryptozoologists would blame me for all sorts of untoward behavior, in which I would never participate, in most of these supposed encounters, they say I'm 7 feet tall.
Did you spread that particular lie about the goat man?
Perhaps.
Are cryptids real?
The answer isn't as simple as yes or no. Some are creatures from hell dimensions that have been seen by humans here, such as myself. Some are simply fauna from a hell dimension that happen to find themselves transported here by some means. Some are primordial earth creatures who keep their existence secret as a means of survival. And some are fake, like the fucking Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Ah, damn it.
Those are my favorite. I just don't understand why I didn't know they were real.
Respectfully, Rita, your 66 million years of life have been fairly sheltered. You only know what the Department of Mishap and Violence wanted you to know, and what information you gleaned on Earth during your lucky winner assignments. There's a lot I'm sure you don't know.
Huh.
What?
I guess I thought that my age meant I'd know about this kind of stuff. I guess no matter how old I get, nobody can ever know everything.
You're essentially out on your own for the first time in your life. You're going to be learning a lot with the DMV gone.
You know if a cryptid called a Gumbaroo is real?
I'm afraid I haven't the foggiest notion what a Gumbaroo is.
Oh well, okay. Thanks, Leonard.
Why do you need to know all this about cryptids?
I'm the new mayor of Murphy Bay, and my mean boss thinks a Gumbaroo is responsible for an explosion that killed 2 young women last night.
Hey, why are you working retail if you're also the mayor?
Gertrude is blackmailing me.
It's not blackmail. I'm fairly certain it's extortion.
I see.
What's the deal with the demon vamps?
Well... do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Good news?
They're so feral and hungry, they're eating each other. Their ranks are declining each day. Without Judith to command them, they don't seem concerned with turning any new demon vamps. It should be only a matter of months until they're destroyed their own population.
Jesus, and what's the bad news?
They're taking out a lot of demons in the process. It's... dangerous to be out and about. At the moment, I've mostly been staying at home with Grakna.
Grakna lives with you?
We hit it off at your wedding. We've been boinking like bunnies ever since. I'm letting her stay with me since her home dimension has much more of a demon vamp problem than mine.
I'm happy for you, dude.
Oh, thank you. If that's all you need from me for the time being, I must be going. Grakna and I were in the middle of a game of strip scrabble, and we were enjoying a delicious buttery Chardonnay. She'll polish the bottle off without me if I don't return shortly.
Enjoy your sex with a giant bat demon woman and drinking that buttery char-char, man.
And I will be texting your wife so that we can set up a double date with Grax and myself.
What? Why text Sunny?
Because I think you're too grief-stricken to make plans with anyone since Dawn died. You and I spoke more frequently when you had to summon me with a vibrator, and I'm worried about you. Shutting everyone else out won't bring her back.
Yeah, okay.
I love you, Rita.
I love you too, Leonard.
Gertrude, I shall be back later this week in your shop to support a small business. Do you perchance stock any horny goatweed?
Yep.
Delightful.
To a goat demon such as myself, horny goatweed is akin to gas station boner pills. Toodaloo!
So, how do you know so much about Gumbaroos?
I'm not gonna answer any questions until I see some crystals getting dusted. Wonderful. Thank you.
Give me answers.
I know about them because we had three similar issues in 1977, 1989, and 2004.
You really know this town's history, huh?
Not the stuff I've been alive for, yeah.
So if the Gumbaroo exploded, does that mean we don't have anything to worry about anymore?
Nope. You just got one of them.
One of them?
Might be more. They're animals like any other, and they might have a family. Mama Gumbaroo may have exploded, but there could be a papa and any number of baby Gumbaroos still out there. Back in 77, there were three explosions in as many weeks. Back in 04, there were two.
Would a Gumbaroo scratch someone outside of their home and flee?
Not from what I've read about them. They eat whatever they can get, but who knows? Maybe. Why?
Something scratched Keegan really badly last night while he was coming home. Sonny had to give the kid 48 stitches to close him up.
Is he okay?
I mean, he's hurting, but he'll live. He's gonna have a badass scar across his chest once Sonny takes the stitches out. You said you'd read about Gumbaroos? What book?
Creatures and Monsters of Murphy Bay.
Why are you saying the word creature like that?
Because that's how it's spelled in the title. The book was written by Silas Murphy back in 1923. Gumbaroos have been in Murphy Bay longer than I've been alive.
Where can I read this? Is it still in print?
No. The only copy I've ever seen was in the Murphy Bay Library.
God damn it, that's closed.
But the books are still inside, and you're the mayor, and the building is owned by the city.
Oh my God, so I could go find the book!
And not so fast. If you want your poor, sliced-up little nephew to have access to magic supplies, you'll finish dusting, clean the customer bathroom, alphabetize the books, reshelf all this product, and break down the pile of cardboard in the back before you leave.
I swear to God, Gert!
Don't call me that.
Okay, I've got y'all on speaker. Keegan, are you sure you want to hear the details about their bodies? They were your cousins.
That's why I'm on the phone and not at the funeral home. I don't want to see them. I want to help figure out what did this. I'll be okay. Whatever attacked them last night is likely the same thing that got me.
I don't know about that. From what Gertrude said about the Gumbaroo, I don't think its MO is to slash a baby twink and run.
We don't know that it's a fucking Gumbaroo or whatever cryptid bullshit your mean old boss said it was.
Well, depending on what Sunny tells us, we can go research accordingly at the library. If it is some local supernatural critter, the Murphy Bay Library is going to be more reliable than the internet.
I thought the library was closed.
It is, but it didn't close that long ago, and I'm the mayor now. I got the keys from my new assistant, Tyler, and Keegan said he wanted to help research. I figured we should ask you what you found before we go on a wild Gumbaroo chase at the library. I came back home to pick up Keeg so he wouldn't have to longboard to the library to meet me with 48 stitches in his chest.
Well, initially, I was concerned I wouldn't be able to conduct this autopsy with the tools available to me at the funeral home. This is such a small town, this was the only place remotely equipped to handle things.
Are you gonna be able to do the autopsy?
I'm gonna be limited in what I can do. Not because of the funeral home's equipment, which turns out is very good on account of all the strange deaths here, but because of the state of the girls' bodies.
What the fuck does that mean?
Keegan, this is gonna be pretty upsetting to hear.
I'll be fine.
There's too much of them that's burnt to a literal crisp. Like, all the way through. Reduced to carbon. Leah seemed to have ducked her head out of the way or something, so her head is the only part of both of them that still looks like a person. There's little left for me to autopsy.
Jesus Christ.
Sunshine, can I ask you to check something on Leah for me? It'll help me confirm whether or not Gertrude is completely off her rocker with this Gumbaroo thing.
Sure.
Can you, IDK, swab her nose and throat? Or look in her nose and throat? I don't know the lingo.
Okay, am I looking for an object of some kind?
More like a residue.
Oh, weird.
What?
My tools are getting stuck in something viscous. Huh.
What is it?
There's a viscous, black, tar-like substance in her throat and nasal cavity.
I'm gonna ask you to do something gross.
Are you gonna ask me to smell it?
Unforch.
No need. Vampire smell, remember? It reeked of burnt rubber as soon as I pulled it out of her throat.
Well, I'll be goddamned.
What?
Gertrude said that folks who've survived a Gumbaroo explosion often coughed up a thick black residue that smelled like burnt rubber.
So, cryptids are real?
A lot of them, apparently. The Gumbaroo included. Not the Fresno Nightcrawlers, though.
Oh no, you love those guys. Keegan, are you doing okay? You've been awfully quiet.
I'm okay. I just don't feel great.
Did you take those antibiotics I gave you?
Yes, for the millionth time, yes.
You're cranky.
My cousins were incinerated the same night that I was slashed across the chest, and I'm gonna have to go hunt some creature called the Gumbaroo. I get to be cranky.
Baby, thank you for looping us in. I'm gonna take Keegan to the library to find a book that Gertrude told me about. We're gonna do our best to make sure that you don't have to look at more charred bodies.
Love you both. See you at home later.
Love you.
Love you, baby.
Okay, girls. Let me get this paperwork about you two done, and I'll leave you to rest.
And now, we will end this service with five of Ruth's favorite hymns, sung by Sister Denise.
Oh, yikes. On second thought, girls, I'll finish this paperwork at home.
After the phone meeting with Sunny, Keegan and Rita used her powers as mayor to get inside the closed library. They were on the hunt for the book Gertrude had mentioned to Rita, Creatures and Monsters of Murphy Bay.
Okay, nerd, find me the book.
You find it.
Do I look like I understand the Dookie decimal system?
Is the only reason you let me come along because you don't know your way around a library?
I only ever use Dawn's library card for their digital offerings. I'm new at being on Earth this long, man. I didn't have a social security card 2 months ago. How the fuck would I have gotten a library card to come here?
Fine, come on.
You doing okay, kid?
I'm feeling pretty rough.
Are you good being here?
I want to help. Get your stinky hand off my forehead. You smell like lemon pledge.
Sorry, I had to do a lot of dusting at work today.
You know, you don't have to work there if you're the mayor.
I really do, though.
Why?
It's not important. Dude, you feel fevered.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, after we figure out this Gumbaroo stuff, you can take me to Aunt Sunny and make sure I'm not dying.
Listen, we're gonna have to go search the woods later, and I don't know that you're in any condition
Found
to-
the section. Huh. I'm not finding it where it should be. Here's creating the perfect pollinator garden and creatures and plants of the Oregon coast. It should be between these two.
Ah, no, I found it.
Silly me. I neglected to spell creature incorrectly. I thought you were just being a weirdo like usual pronouncing it Critchers.
No, it's legit spelled C-R-I-T-C-H-E-R. Let me take a look at this thing. Sunny needs to take a look at you ASAP. You don't usually make such pain sounds trying to sit on the floor. You're normally a spry little dude.
Let's hurry and figure out how to kill this thing.
Or these things. There could be a bunch of babies.
Yay.
Hey, your great-great-something or whatever wrote this. Someone named Silas Murphy.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Ah, gumbaroos. Okay, here we go. Blah, blah, blah. Explode. Blah, blah, blah. Residue that smells like burnt rubber. Blah, blah, blah. Can eat an entire bear. Blah, blah. Mostly hairless with tough elephant-like skin. Blah, blah, blah. Walks on all fours like a bear. 17 feet tall?
Oh, fuck.
What?
I didn't see much last night, but the thing that scratched me was certainly not 17 feet tall. And given the tuft of hair that Aunt Sunny found in my wound last night, I don't think a creature with elephant-like skin is responsible for hurting me. That means that there's more than one scary thing hanging out in the hills behind our house.
We're gonna find out what got you, dude. I wanna do everything in my power. Hey, whoa.
What?
The gumbaroo is an integral part of the ecosystem in many fey dimensions. Their explosions, while frequently destructive to forests in the Pacific Northwest, the potash from their burns is necessary for the growth of beneficial mycelium in their dimensions. Gumbaroo, found in Murphy Bay, are an indicator of recent transdimensional travel between a fey realm and the Earth. The gumbaroo present on Earth will make their dens near ley lines or ferry paths, hoping to gain access back to their homes. They are drawn to the energy of their own dimensions.
You're telling me that my cousins exploded because something came from a fey dimension to Murphy Bay and a gumbaroo happened to get in?
Or from Murphy Bay to a fey dimension.
Do you think the thing that attacked me last night might be our interdimensional traveler?
Maybe. We can't be sure. We don't know how long ago the interdimensional travel happened. I mean, for all we know, your cousin Rowan has been missing for a week because he took a little trip to visit some fairies. Oh my god, did I tell you that I met the Tooth Fairy a few months ago?
Really?
Yeah, her name is Genevieve, and apparently, teeth aren't the only bones she collects. She tried to get Ricky to sell her their bones. She's pretty scary.
Listener, I promise I'm not fucking with you when I say this. Rita's step-parent, Death's partner, is a glowing skeleton person named Ricky. They use he-they pronouns, they're from a dimension called the Bone Zone, and he takes cybersecurity quite seriously.
Honestly, that tracks with what I've heard about fairies. They aren't the cute little creatures you hear about in modern stories. I don't think Rowan would willingly travel to a fey dimension.
But I think this answers our question as to how to kill the gumbaroo.
It does?
Yeah, we're not gonna.
What are we gonna do?
Well, if you're feeling up to it...
Am I opening a portal to a fey dimension?
I mean, yeah. I can't do it.
What makes you think I can?
Well, what do we do then? We can't kill it, and we can't open a door to the gumbaroo's home.
Oh, we can't. But your truck probably can.
Sorry to butt in again. Rita's ice cream truck, created by her friend Dawn's mother, is able to take her to a place simply called the Workshop. This is a pocket dimension created by artificers, where they've created a hub of their respective workspaces. Using very specific directions, Rita and Dawn used to drive the truck to this pocket dimension. Keegan and Rita have an artificer friend named Viv, who acts as the de facto manager of the workshop.
I've only ever used it to get to the workshop, and I had to be given instructions on how to get there. I had to drive the truck there, too. I'm not going to drive the truck into a fey dimension.
The truck has the ability to access other dimensions, though. I can figure out how to access a fey realm, and we can call Viv to see if she has any tips on how to get the truck to do what we need.
It's better than nothing. Let's get out of here. What are you groaning about? You haven't even started to stand up yet.
I'm pre-groaning. I'm anticipating how bad it's gonna be to try to stand up.
Are you dying, kid?
Fucking maybe. Help me up. Son of a bitch. Another fucking dick sucking.
Okay, status report.
Alright, I called Viv and she helped me make sense of the control panels back there.
That's the one where Dawn used to receive her instructions on how to get to the workshop.
Apparently, this is the command center for the interdimensional travel function of the ice cream truck. I've connected my druid staff to the control panel with some jumper cables and pointed the business end of it towards the front window. This should act as a spell focus. Since the truck usually has to be driving to access other dimensions, my staff is going to be tricking the truck into thinking we're moving. It'll open the portal right in front of us as though we were driving there.
And how are we going to know we're opening up a portal to the correct dimension?
If this is truly along a fairy path, a fey dimension should be cosmically closest to us at this location. I've set the truck to access the closest alternate dimension. If my staff does its job, the portal should open in front of the truck where my staff is pointing.
Do I flip the switches on that control panel the same way I would if we were going to the workshop?
Yep. My staff should take care of the rest. How long should we wait once the portal is open? There might have only been the one Gumbaroo.
IDK, maybe half an hour? That seems fair, right? If there are any Gumber babies, they shouldn't be too far away.
Fuck if I know. I didn't know these things existed just a day ago.
As Rita finished at the control panel, a portal opened up in a beam of pink light in front of the ice cream truck. The light emanated from Keegan's druid staff.
Holy shit.
Holy shit what?
Look inside the portal we just opened.
Everything is on fire. It looks like human myths about hell. Did we open the right dimension?
I just opened whichever one was closest. Do you think a Gumbaroo recently exploded on that side?
Hey, what the fuck is that?
What's what?
The thing in the portal, the thing that's very far away but still looks fucking massive. It's coming towards us.
Whoa, I took some of that green dragon concoction of yours before we left the house. Am I high as fuck, or does that look like a giant cyclops with flames coming out of their eye?
That looks like a giant cyclops with flames coming out of their eye.
Cool. So, they're getting really fucking close.
Ah!
Why the fuck are you screaming now?
Keegan looked over at Rita in the driver's seat to see a giant Gumbaroo eyeball taking up the majority of her driver's side window.
It's two Gumbaroo. They're the size of the fucking truck. The Cyclops shoots fire out of their eye.
What do we do if they do it again and it hits one of the Gumbaroo?
I don't know.
Oh, one of the Gumbaroo made it through.
The other one needs to fucking hurry. The Cyclops is getting close.
Should we just close it and deal with the Gumbaroo? I'm gonna disconnect my staff.
Don't you dare.
A giant cyclops who smites you with their fucking eyeball sounds like a much bigger issue than a Gumbaroo.
The second one made it in. Close it. Fuck. fuck Christ.
Do you think those were the only two Gumbaroos left?
I'm gonna have to just fucking hope so. We have a much bigger problem than a Gumbaroo.
What do you mean?
Who the fuck traveled from that flaming cyclops dimension to let the Gumbaroos get here in the first place? And what do they want?
Rita sat in a rocking chair on her porch. Although it wasn't the new porch at her house in Murphy Bay, Rita was on the porch of Sunny's old house in Texas. She watched the rain pour as she sipped a cup of coffee from her favorite mug.
Dude, I wish you wouldn't narrate when we're hanging out.
Oh, you can hear me.
Yeah, I took some of Hink's shrooms so we could chill.
Can I at least explain the dreamscape to the listeners?
Oh my god, here you go again with this listener shit.
Please, this is a new show, and some people may not have listened to the old one.
New show? What are you talking about?
Can I please finish explaining the dreamscape?
Can we get a chill hang going when you're done? I've had a really rough day. I had to send a couple of Gumbaroo back to their dimension, and I had to work retail.
I promise we can hang when I'm done.
Fine. Please explain my pocket dimension to your listeners, you Delulu-ass bitch.
Okay. Thank you. Whew. You see, listener, Rita and I were in her dreamscape. This is what she calls the pocket dimension she shares with her father, who is Death.
And his name is Kyle.
They know that.
How?
They heard that in your therapy session.
Oh my god.
What?
I just really hope you're more insane than I am and these listeners aren't real. I don't need them hearing my whole therapy session.
They didn't hear the whole thing. I didn't think you want people to hear about that sex dream you keep having about Nikola Tesla.
Narrator!
Oops. Well, they didn't hear the details. Anyway, can I finish explaining the dreamscape?
Yeah, fine.
Rita shares this pocket dimension with her dad, Death. Because she has some of her dad's powers, she can manipulate the reality of the dreamscape. If you walk down the long, infinite hallway that acts as the main thoroughfare of this place, you'll find an endless number of doors. Behind each of these mismatched doors is a room created by Rita or Death. How am I doing?
Fine. You done?
Not quite.
Ugh, okay.
Rita visits the dreamscape in her sleep. Historically, most of the rooms she's created are for sexual experimentation and general deviance. She creates complex and realistic scenes with her demigod power, like these are her own personal holodecks. For her to now be using her godly power on something as mundane as her old house, a cup of coffee and a rainstorm, versus a room where Nikola Tesla eats nachos off her naked body.
Hey, too much detail.
And that was a cause for concern.
Are you quite done narrating?
Yes, thank you.
How the fuck is me creating a chill fall afternoon on my old front porch concerning?
Because you use this dreamscape to create sapphic oil wrestling rooms, porn parodies of your favorite media, an anal bead contest, whatever that is.
Oh, that's exactly what it sounds like.
And a room where a femboy Gene Kelly does yard work in a thong while you relax in a hot tub.
You're just listing my accomplishments now.
You've created a place you've already been just for the experience of being there. It's not like you.
And?
And you keep taking shrooms to hang out with me.
Oh, okay. My bad. Didn't realize I was bothering you.
Rita, please! You know that's not what I mean. I love getting to hang out with you. Rita, don't be like this.
Like what?
I'm worried about you. In the 2 months since Dawn died...
I'm well aware it's been 2 months.
And you've done the magic shrooms that allow you to hear me about a dozen times since then.
Okay, and?
Are you making any friends in Murphy Bay?
God damn it, narrator, I'm trying to storm off.
You can't really storm off to get away from me. I'm a disembodied head. I'm the narrator. I go where the story goes.
I'm painfully aware of that at the moment.
You didn't answer me. Are you making any friends?
I've only lived in Murphy Bay for 3 days.
And I've seen you make friends with someone in minutes, Rita. It's one of your gifts.
And what's the fucking point?
Of making friends?
Nobody is ever going to come close to Dawn. So what is the fucking point? I'm never gonna have a friendship like hers again.
Oh, Rita. Of course you won't have what you had with Dawn ever again.
Oh, great pep talk.
No, I mean... There was only one Dawn. Each relationship is their own unique thing. You won't ever have what you had with Dawn again. But new friends will bring you these unique... Oh! Where'd she go? She has to know she can't teleport away from me. I'm the GD narrator.
How did I get here? Who are you? Are you a witch? What's that on the
Rita
wall?
Rita found herself in a dark room, lit only
Christ,
by...
shut up!
I didn't say anything.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the narrator.
Excuse me?
Can I finish setting the scene, please?
Fine, okay, what's your name?
Teresa.
Okay, Teresa, I need a few seconds of absolute silence from you while the narrator does his thing. I took special mushrooms that let me hear him, and there's no way I can figure out how the hell you pulled me out of my dreamscape while he's talking.
Okay.
Go for it.
Rita found herself in a dark room, lit only by the glow of a television set. The walls were wood-paneled, and the carpet was a thick chocolate brown. This room had not been updated since the late 70s. Sitting on this ancient carpet was a young woman who, thanks to Rita, we know is named Teresa. Thank you. Teresa looked like she had been crying for a while. Photos and letters were scattered around her on the floor. She looked up at Rita expectantly.
You good?
No.
Sorry, not you, Teresa, the narrator.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, Teresa, where is here?
Elkins, West Virginia.
Well, that's certainly not the Oregon coast.
It's not.
Teresa, why am I here?
I don't know.
I'm gonna need you to do better than that. I was in my special pocket dimension, and I was suddenly yanked from there and dropped into your living room in Elkins, West Virginia. What were you doing right before I showed up?
I was looking at these pictures and letters from my grandma. She died last month, and I've been so alone. I was looking at them and asking her what I should do about the house. And then I prayed for a friend to help, because I can't do all this without Meemaw.
Huh. Well, I just don't see how that would land me here.
Rita!
What?
I didn't say anything else.
Oh, sorry. Talking to the narrator again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rita, you're a demigod. She prayed, and you appeared in front of her!
No!
Yes.
No, this can't be a new thing.
Seems like it is.
I can't have people summon me by praying! You've got to be kidding me! This is like a third job! I can't do this! Narrator!
Don't yell at me! She's the one who prayed!
Hello, buddies. Before I thank our Patreon supporters, I would like to make you aware of a mutual aid opportunity. In the show notes, you will find a link to Funds for Wadi. Wadi is a young Palestinian man, and Funds for Wadi is a raffle that helps earn funds for him and his 7 family members who currently live in a tent in Gaza to get the necessities they need to live, whether that be the food that enters the Gaza Strip, which is exorbitantly overpriced, or getting a new tent, because all of them live in a tent currently. The funds go directly to Wadi and his family. You can follow the link directly to Wadi's Chuffed campaign, or you can find the Funds for Wadi Instagram page, where they regularly run raffles to help earn money for Wadi and his family. And now I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters, like Anarchista, Bethany Glass, Carl Brooks, Chamberlain Foreman, Fintago, Dave Perrell, Gus, Helen Clifford, Janice Weston, Kate Genius, Kate Mishagoose, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Lutzi, Megan E., Natasha Neves, Nunya B., Percy, Rachel Rachelson, Randy Lovings, and Sewing Seraph. You know the deal. If you want to support us, you can tell other people about the show. If you are new on board with Murphy Bay Magic and you didn't listen to today's lucky winner, you might not know that we do not take paid advertisements. The most we're going to do is a cross promo with another show. But we also don't pay for advertising. So the only way we grow our shows is by word of mouth. So whether you tell one friend or 10 friends or post about it on Reddit or in a Discord server or in a Facebook group or wherever you lurk on the internet, you help us grow and you help us have the capacity to make more shows and to spend more of our time working on podcasts that you enjoy. So if you can tell other people about the show, that helps us immensely, especially this early on in the life of Murphy Bay Magic. The traction we get early on can kind of help determine how well we organically get traction as the show continues. So if you can really help us out right now, that would be great. Another way you can help us out is by subscribing on your podcatcher of choice. This helps us get more action in the algorithms and get recommended to more people. You can also leave a cute comment, a rating, a review, things that not only make the show active to the algorithms, but things that when someone clicks on the show, they see people care enough to leave comments and get an idea of what the show is like and why they might enjoy it. So that helps us out loads. If you are in a place to help us out monetarily, you can go to the show details where you find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon. Patreon tiers start at just $1 a month. It's for everything we do at Mixnomer. So next year we'll also have a sci-fi show coming out. It's got all of this bonus material for today's lucky winner. It's going to always have bonus material for Murphy Bay Magic, which at certain tiers includes the raw recordings of our recording sessions. We do them over Zoom, so, you know, there's video of me going, no, do it again, but better, rah. And I always direct in the Green Goblin voice. But yeah, you can watch those raw recordings, get music from the show at certain tiers. It helps us out a ton. We do profit sharing to make sure everyone gets a cut according to how much time they spend working on the show. It helps us upgrade equipment. Yeah, so if you're in a place to help us out monetarily, please go check out the Mixnomer Patreon. And if you want to hang out with us, you can also find a link to the Mixnomer Discord server in the show details. It's the best vibes. I love our Discord server. Incredibly supportive. The kindest people you're going to find. I am forever flattered and honored that such sweethearts are attracted to the stuff we make. It makes me deeply, deeply happy. And if you want to go hang out in the neurodivergent weirdo corner of the internet, I say that affectionately, go to the show details and go hang out in the Discord server. You don't have to interact. You can lurk. It's all good. We like lurkers too. But that's all I've got for you this time, my friends. Until next time, try not to die.